Hello, the food guru here again. Next question. Is dairy healthy? Wow, well, dairy is certainly everywhere, isn't it? How many dairy products are there? Let's see, milk, kefir, cottage cheese, yogurt, butter, cheese, cream, right? And we find dairy everywhere in thousands of products too, right? But what do they say about dairy these days? If you go online, you type in is dairy healthy? You'll see nothing but ads from celebrities and famous athletes asking you, you got milk, right? Even to this day, that's the dairy mantra. You got milk? And what do the dairy cartels, I mean, what does the dairy propaganda tell you? That, well, it's full of calcium. It does the body good, right? Well, you should know, because, well, the internet won't tell you, that dairy is the most toxic it has ever been. They have millions of milk cows in this country, right? And if you look behind the curtain, so to speak, and you looked at how these cows live, where they live, well, first of all, they live inside kennels filled up to their kneecaps with their own filth. And then, because their cows get sick, what do? Well, they inject them with of course, vaccines, just in case you missed them, right? And also steroids to make sure they bulk up. And then, of course, antibiotics because, well, they get sick very often. How could you not living in your own filth, right? And then what do? They milk them. They have the audacity to milk sick cows. And then they trick the public into believing that they can simply pasteurize everything, right? That's where pasteurization came from, by the way. It's not because they were so worried about it hurting people, although that might be part of it. They really just wanted to cover their tracks. They wanted to hide, or rather kill, the evidence of viruses and bacteria that lies inside their milk because their cow's been sick their whole life. And they hide it by cooking it to death. That's called pasteurization. And then you have ultra pasteurization, which is like, what, 300 degrees for 3 seconds, some of that. But the regular pasteurization is like 180 degrees for 3 minutes. So basically, you're cooking dairy. And what happens when you pasteurize dairy? It destroys the lactate enzyme, which is extremely sensitive to heat and is the first enzyme or protein to be destroyed. And guess what? We need that enzyme to help us digest dairy. So, guess who made the lactose intolerance in this country? The dairy industry, because they pasteurized all the dairy, right? To hide the evidence of their foul play and their greediness. They don't care about your health. It doesn't do a body good, it does a body bad. That should be their slogan. So, yes, I guess you could figure out what I think about dairy, right? But seriously, have you seen the ingredients on these, dairy products. Let's take yogurt, for example, since the yogurt propaganda is really heavy out there. They want you eating yogurt every day to, for gut health, all those probiotics. Let me ask you this. Have you ever read a yogurt label that, I mean, it already has yogurt, right? And they're telling you yogurt has already probiotics. But yet, when you look on the label, it has artificial probiotics, a really long list of them, right? Do you know why they have to add artificial probiotics, which aren't probiotics at all? They're just artificial chemicals made in the laboratory that they just gave probiotic names to. And don't get me started on all the fake vitamins and fake minerals in this country too. But fake probiotics are everywhere. Fake is the same as artificial, right? Artificial is fake. That's like eating plastic. Would you eat plastic? Would you think you get nutrition from plastic? Well, that's artificial. If you would stay away from plastic, why don't you stay away from other artificial chemicals? It's all artificial. Anyway, I digressed a bit again, didn't I? Sorry about that. Anyway, so yes, not only are the labels full of artificial chemicals that trick you into believing it's just full of these wonderful probiotics, which never came from food, rather came from a petri dish in a laboratory, but they give it probiotic names. They're lying directly to your face because they don't care that you're an organic human. They want you to believe that even though you're organic and everything about you is organic and alive, they want you to believe that you could put artificial chemicals into your body. Do you know what benefits from artificial things? Robots, cyborgs. Are you a robot or a cyborg? Well, then nothing artificial will ever help you. So, if you want probiotics, you should eat something raw. Probiotics only survive when it's raw. The second you cook it, all the enzymes and the probiotics are gone. So you can kiss all that good nutrition goodbye, okay? Just stay away from anything artificial. But the pasteurization is the worst. It destroys anything good in that dairy. If anything was good to begin with, I mean, how good could contaminated toxic milk actually be? It's certainly not full of calcium, like they say. And did you know that when you ingest something that's artificial, basically, you can call the dairy in this country white water. There's no nutrition in contaminated milk. Unless you think there's nutrition in contamination, there isn't. I never heard of that before. And I've been a food scientist for a long time. Real nutrition only comes from real food, and real food can only be clean, and clean food can only be raw. Okay? That's the only place you could get raw nutrition from, is from raw food. Actually brings to mind something else in this country that they're doing. They're throwing away raw milk. Did I stumble on a controversy here? Well, don't worry. I'm controversial enough as it is, right? But yes, dairy, unfortunately, in this country is very toxic. And the longer you eat dairy, the more likely you'll experience gut issues, headaches, over time, insomnia, brain fog. My aunt, who for some reason doesn't want to listen to me when I teach her about food, continued to drink her so-called organic milk for most of her life, and then she developed a gigantic tumor on the side of her head. And that's when she started listening to me. And then the tumor went away after about a year, year and a half of her finally changing her eating habits. She didn't have to go to surgery. It was a wonderful thing. I mean, I guess some people have to put their hand in the fire just to make sure that it's hot. But all she had to do was listen to me in the first place. Then she wouldn't have had that tumor. Anyways, that's another topic. But definitely, you want to stay away from dairy as much as possible, and you want to find a clean, raw source of food that already naturally has all those wonderful probiotics in there. You don't have to go to the store and go shopping for contaminated dairy that has nothing healthy in it.